Welcome back to the Mike Samiri Show. My guest today will be performing with the Sax Pack on Warren Hill's Smooth Jazz Cruise. He was also with the Rippingtons for many years. His latest album is Peace of Mind, but he will have a new album released later this year. Please welcome smooth jazz saxophonist Jeff Kashua.
Hello, Mike. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Jeff?
I'm doing great.
All right. Well, let's start in the beginning. How did you first get into music?
I am a product of the public school education music system. I played those little song flutes in the fourth grade, and we played, you know, that famous song, Windy, and all sorts of nursery rhyme type songs, and I always had that little recorder in my pocket. And then I switched to clarinet in the fifth grade. My father, who was not a professional, but was more of a hobbyist, taught me how to play the clarinet, and I played that in school. And then I added saxophone in the eighth grade and kind of never looked back after that.
You know, to be honest, I played the clarinet in the fourth grade, and I couldn't last, unfortunately, but at least you have.
It's a difficult instrument, clarinet.
Yes, it is.
But I found that saxophone was just, you know, it sounds so corny, but as soon as I really became familiar with how the saxophone could play jazz, it was like love at first sight.
Okay. How did your professional career begin?
I started off playing a lot of weddings. You know, I was a guy in the corner playing Girl from Ipanema,
mm-hmm.
or whatever, Chattanooga Choo Choo,
mm-hmm.
while the bride and groom danced around. And I did a lot of those. And I think we kind of maybe over 300 of those to pay the rent and whatnot during college.
Mm-hmm.
I also played in a lot of rhythm and blues bands and ska and reggae groups and rhythm and beach. I was living in Southern California at the time.
Okay. How did you, well, first of all, we're talking with Jeff Kashua here on the Mike Shamari Show on Web Radio WCWP. How did you join the Rippingtons?
I knew the bass player. His name, the bass player at that time was Steve Bailey. And I kind of befriended him and actually hired him to play in my group. And while we were hanging out, I just kind of asked him if there was possibly a chance for an audition with the old saxophone player, who was Brandon Field,
mm-hmm.
a fantastic musician.
Yes.
I heard that he was thinking of leaving the group, and so when I got wind of that, I bugged Steve Bailey. And it was kind of a funny story because he'd say, well, Brandon hasn't left yet. He's still doing gigs and everything, but what you might want to do is learn these three songs because we're playing these now. So I'd learn them and I'd memorize them. And I'd call him a couple weeks later and ask, you know, hey, is there any openings? And he'd say, no, but why don't you learn these other three songs? And by a year, this went on for a year, if you can believe it.
Mm.
I'd call him every third or fourth week for a year just to check in. Talk about persistence, right?
Yeah.
And by that time, I'd memorized almost all of the Rippingtons' music, which was a pleasure to do because I was a fan of the group anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And Russ Freeman's a great writer. So there you have it. I mean, after a year, finally Russ Freeman called me to sub for Brandon on one gig, and that was it. So I get a chance to talk to young musicians, I say, in this instance, I think we wasn't the best musician in the world, but definitely the most prepared, and that's what the game's about.
Right. And your first album was Tourist in Paradise?
I actually toured that album with them, but I didn't start recording with them until the album after that, which is Welcome to the St. James
Club. Mm-hmm. Okay. What was it like working with Russ and the rest of the guys in the band?
It was one of the most memorable times of my entire life. We had a lot of fun on the road, a lot of camaraderie. A lot of laughs, too. The fans are wonderful, and they still are wonderful. I bump into them as I travel as a solo artist now. I do. A lot of people say, yeah, I remember you from Rippingtons, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're like old friends. And we were a real touring band. We had a tour bus and an equipment truck, and we just hit the road for 80 days of the year, et cetera. So it's a lot of fun.
Well, that's wonderful, and I was going to say it's still going, but no, you left the band and you have your own solo career now.
Mm-hmm.
What's that been like?
Oh, it's been wonderful. I mean, the album that I released after leaving the Rippingtons was called Another Door Opens, and appropriately titled because it just kind of symbolizes the next step and kind of making your own
mm-hmm.
future. And it's been a wonderful journey thus far. I've had a wonderful time. Getting a chance to express myself creatively through composition and performance and such. So I'm very, very satisfied.
Well, tell us about your latest album, Peace of Mind.
Peace of Mind was the project we did about a year and a half ago, a year and a couple months. And on the Native Language Music label, and I had some real good friends help me out with it. Darren Bromberg, Jeff Lorber, Chuck Loeb, to name a few.
Dan Siegel.
Dan Siegel, yeah. And of course, my band Coastal Access, which has been with me, since the very, very first album I did years ago. It is a collection of, it's interesting, there's some high-energy stuff on there, but the meat of the album is sort of this more sensuous kind of groove stuff that I captured most of the sound on soprano. So, sort of, I wouldn't say call it chill, but I would definitely say it's something you could chill out to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, romantic.
Yeah. Well, it sounds wonderful. And I can't wait for your next album, which we're going to ask later about.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking with Jeff Koshua here on the Mike Shamari Show on Web Radio WCWP. What albums have you been on with other artists?
Most recently, I performed on Tom Schumann's solo project, which I'm very proud to be a part of, because he wrote some very beautiful music for his latest release. And I think it's called Chill.
Deep Chill.
Deep Chill.
We interviewed Tom a few weeks ago.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun, and as so many sessions are done these days, we did it over the internet, meaning he emailed me the file, and I played to it on my system, and then sent back just my part, just out of the saxophone parts, via the internet. So, he did it in Vegas, and I was in Seattle, and
mm-hmm.
There you have it.
Wow, I know. Go ahead.
That's just what I'm saying. It was a lot of fun, and when I finally got the final mix from him, the actual CD, it was just a pleasure to listen to. He's really written some great music.
I didn't know people did that now. They record different parts over the internet.
Absolutely. And to tell you the truth, it sounds very sterile and non-connected. But in fact, I look at it a different way. I think it makes it possible for basically on a limited budget for musicians to get together and create music together. It's just the next step in our technology of making music.
Okay. And we're a part of it. Yes. We're talking with, I almost said Tom Schumann, but Jeff Koshua.
Tom Schumann's friend.
Yes, Tom Schumann's friend, Jeff Koshua, here on the Mike Shamari Show on Web Radio WCWP. In all the years of touring, what stands out memory-wise?
There's so many memories. I can talk for an hour about all the memories. I think one instance when I was with the Rhythmkins, it was that first year, so a lot of firsts. I was my first time on the road with a professional band, and my first time in front of 10,000 people. It was in North Carolina. I don't remember the name of the park. It was outside in North Carolina, and we were on stage, and the crowd was really close to the stage, like right in front of the stage. And the stage was low as well, which is kind of fun. I think we're underneath the tent, if I remember. But I remember that it was 10,000 people all having a great time, and they were screaming so loud that I couldn't hear the band. That was a unique experience for me. Another memory, just real quickly.
Okay.
I was in Philadelphia a few years back when the song Hyde Park, the R.U. song, was on the radio. And it was my first indication that there were people out there listening, because we started to play that song, and everyone jumped up on their feet and started dancing, and that was really rewarding. It's very rewarding in that, this song can give that many people pleasure.
Did they go,
Oh, yeah.
Are you excited about Warren Hill's Smooth Jazz Cruise?
I sure am. I've been looking forward to this for some time. And Warren's a very good friend. I've been calling him Captain Stewing, which I'm sure he gets But looking forward to it. The Sax Pack will be aboard, myself, Kim Waters, and Marion Meadows. And we're going to tear it up.
All right. Well, one final question. When can we expect your newest album to come out?
I'm working on it now. I've been writing songs in what we call the demo stage. You sort of write songs and put your melodies on and see what you want to change, what you want to tweak, etc. It's a long process. But I'll start recording early 2006. It should be out before what we call second quarter 2006, or halfway through the year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dan Siegel's also recording a new album that's going to come out this year in 2006. Are you going to be on that?
I'm going to call him after I get the phone to you and say, Dan, I heard when that you're recording and offer my services. I'd love to be a part of this project as well.
All right. Well, Jeff, thank you very much. I may sound muffled on my end, and the listeners, the interviewers. There's so many interviewers out there. They'd like to be interviewing Jeff Koshua, but I'm the one doing it. Jeff, thank you very much for this interview.
My pleasure. You know, I want to mention, if you do want to have any questions or like to say hi, you can go to www.jeffkoshua.com.
All right.
Yeah.
So go there right after this interview.
Right.
Okay, this has been Jeff Koshua here on the Mike Shamari Show, and we'll be right back with a song by Jeff.